Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Bethany Dingra shares what God has been doing in her life.
Happy Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Today is a beautiful day within the Church in which we get to specifically honor and celebrate the mystery of the Holy Trinity. It is a day in which we specifically remember who God is, who He has revealed Himself to be to us, a communion of persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, an eternal exchange of self-giving love, the Holy Trinity. Before I started to prepare what I wanted to say in this podcast, my husband very lovingly told me, "Be careful because it is really easy to accidentally speak heresy when you are talking about the Trinity." So with those words of encouragement, come Holy Spirit, help me to speak your words of truth only and no heresy. I wanted to start off with a short story about an experience I had recently that got me thinking more specifically about the Holy Trinity. I was having dinner with some family members, and my husband and I had just finished saying the prayer before meals together. My 6-year-old niece, who is from a Hindu family, gave me this quizzical look and then said, "Why did you do that head-touching thing?" It took me a moment, and then I realized that she was referring to the sign of the cross that we made at the start and end of the prayer. And I paused for a moment and thought, yeah, why do I do that head-touching thing, and how do I explain it to a 6-year-old who has never heard of that before? And in order to keep things simple, I simply said, "It's a way that I remember God." And she was satisfied with that answer, and the conversation moved along, but later on, as I recalled the brief conversation, it got me thinking more about the Trinity. I make the sign of the cross several times throughout the day, but how often do I really call to mind the great mystery that it signifies when I do? How often do I stop and think about the communion of love that is the Trinity when I begin and end my prayer with the sign of the cross? The honest answer for me is not that often. But that is the gift the Church gives us today. She gives us the reminder and the opportunity to bask in the great mystery of the Holy Trinity. So at this point, I want to move on to sharing with you the Gospel reading for Mass today. It's a big one. Today, we get to hear about the Great Commission. It's Jesus' last words to the apostles before he ascended into heaven. It's only 4 verses. It's Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, so I'll go ahead and read the whole thing. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." First of all, I want to note that the last verse of this reading is the inspiration for the title of this podcast, With You Always. Even as Jesus, the Son of God, is leaving the earth in human form, he promises us that he will be with us always. So we see here that Jesus is giving the apostles his final instructions and final consolations before he ascends to heaven. Throughout Scripture, but specifically within Jesus' life recorded in the Gospels, God is revealing who he is to us. In some of his last words, Jesus reveals to us that God is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is God the Father, who from all time gives himself completely to God the Son, who in turn gives himself completely to the Father. And the perfect love between the Father and the Son is another person, God the Holy Spirit. The God whom we worship is the one true God in 3 divine persons. He is an eternal exchange of perfect love. It is this beautiful mystery that calls to the very depths of our souls because we were made in the image of God. We were made in the image of love himself. The reality of the Holy Trinity is not something that we as human beings could have come to understand on our own. It's not something that we made up ourselves or something that we could reason our way to. The revelation of God as the Holy Trinity is a pure gift from the goodness and mercy of God. And it's not simply a gift that we get to know about. It is a gift that we are invited to share in and to live in. It's also a gift that we are called to make known to others so that they can share in it too. Jesus makes this very explicit in the gospel reading today. He tells the apostles to go to all nations. This is an invitation that must be extended to every single person. No one should be left out. And he tells them to baptize all who respond to God's call in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Through baptism, we are brought into the family of God. We are brought into the exchange of perfect love that is God himself, the Holy Trinity. It is through the action of the Holy Trinity, through the grace of the Son of God's sacrifice for us that is present in the sacraments of the Catholic Church, that God is truly with us always. The mystery of the Trinity is not something that we will be able to fully grasp or understand in our lives on earth. But it remains true that this is the mystery that pervades all our experiences. It is the mystery that calls to us at all times. It is a mystery of the eternal and perfect love that we are made for. It is a mystery that Jesus was on a mission to reveal to the world. And as his disciples, it is the mission that we strive to continue today. And so, calling to mind the Holy Trinity, let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Lord, for revealing the Holy Trinity to us. Thank you for the gift of knowing you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, you are perfect love. Thank you for inviting us into your perfect and unending exchange of love. Help us to announce this love to every person we meet. Lord, teach us how to live in this love and to give ourselves completely to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.